Hello, hello. This is British Jack coming from KBLA in the province of Pacifica. And this is my show. That's right, I'm back on the air, which most of you are probably wondering, why did it take so long for me to get back on the air? Well, I have some truth for you. The government actually didn't exactly like what I was saying, so they sent some troops over across the waterway to actually have a word with me. For those of you who don't live in the province of Pacifica, which is a damn bloody big place, there are, in what I would say, there's an inland ocean that used to be where places like Silicon Valley were, and things like that, but as far as I'm concerned, I don't know. I don't know what people would do, because it's all at the bottom of the inland sea, whatever it's called at this point. The great quake, after everything fell apart, just kind of destroyed everything out here. So, as far as I'm concerned, well, there's nothing anyone can do. Now we're broadcasting at about 1 million watts. I tapped into the power grid, so that's, it'll be interesting. So for those of you who've been keeping score on things, originally my radio show was coming out of the satellites, and the satellites alone, but that has changed quite a bit. I'm also broadcasting off of my own transmitter, which I was able to get jerry-rigged. I mean, if you live in Los Angeles, you'll understand what I'm going through. Lots of wreckage, lots of people, and, well, not so much in the way of nightsiders. I mean, one would think that, I mean, in ruins like this, because, I mean, let's be honest here. The government, the Third Empire, really doesn't give a crap. Does not give a bleeding shit about what's going on out here in the West. We are so damn close to the Badlands that, as far as they're concerned, that, I mean, we're a non-entity. And, I mean, you put us out, I mean, in a place like Los Angeles, which is just sitting out in its own little island now, and you're dealing with even more problems. Let's see, what's been going on? Now, we know that there's been troops moving to the border between Cadastus and the Federal Republic of New York. And as far as I'm concerned, that's probably a good idea. Because that guy, Sadowski, I mean, he's been in power for how long now? Almost 50 years. And, I mean, he's an outright nut job. I mean, just an outright nut job. And I can't say this any clearer to you. I mean, the stories we've been getting all the way out here in the West, I mean, please understand this. If the stories are making it this far out, then it's got to be pretty serious. Is that he's been crucifying Atlanteans. Yeah, I mean, oh my. Crucifying Atlanteans, and I guess the human soldiers that are working with them as well. So, not a pleasant place to be. Now, I mean, if you're in one of the fortress cities, it's a different story. I mean, the fortress cities, as far as I'm concerned, are, I mean, I've heard people refer to them as heaven. Because, I mean, it's where all the old technology is still out there. Still there for people to be able to use. But, I mean, you go farther out west and you're starting to deal with mostly settlements. And, I mean, settlements aren't the greatest place for people to be able to, I mean, have the things that they want. Alright, while I'm thinking about it, I'll give a shout out to the settlement of New Austin in the province of Draconistra. Mr. Tommy Gibson, we're thinking about you here out in Los Angeles, and if you have any more parts for me for my transmitter, which I bloody well need some spares, then yes, I will make arrangements and just get in touch. Alright, we know that The Elizabethtown transmitter is still active, although we haven't heard anything from out that way. As far as I remember, I believe Elizabethtown was in New Gwynedd. I mean, I'm not even going to try to refer to the old states, because it doesn't make any sense. And to refer to the, I mean, the old world. The old world's gone. I mean, this is the world that we all have to deal with. So, as far as I'm concerned, we'll just go on with the show. Now, I mean, some have heard me talk about, I mean, when I first came to the colonies. And when I came to the colonies, it was, I mean, it wasn't a pleasant thing. I mean, this is when the human government was falling apart. And I mean, it wasn't just the human government here in the United States. Well, what was the United States? Oh my gods. I've said a bad word. I said the United States. I talked about the past. No. The past is not something to be worried about. I mean, if we forget the past, then we're going to forget everything that we were. And, I mean, just keep that in mind. And British Jack, as far as anyone's concerned, I will be your record keeper, because that's just the way the world is. Alright. Back to the show. Alright, we know that we have listeners in the Federal Republic of New York, because I've gotten a couple letters from them. I'm going to paraphrase, because most letters typically end the same way. Dear British Jack, we appreciate your radio show and your message of hope, and past that, it's just a bunch of thank yous. For those of you that are in the Federal Republic of New York, if you can get out of there, do it. I mean, I can't stress to you that, I mean, there's going to be a war eventually. And, I mean, when the Third Empire and the legions descend on that place, they're going to level it. And as far as I know, and this is the, I mean, there's all kinds of stories going on about why New York has been allowed to remain a festering boil within the confines of the Third Empire. And the rumor that's going around is that Major General Sadowski, or whatever he wants to call himself now, I have your number. I remember who you were. And I saw you on the news in a broadcast. You're one of the bleeders that tried to have me killed in that camp. So, as far as I'm concerned, you're getting what's coming to you. Sadowski, he's been in power too long. And, I mean, he's dangerous. Once the Imperial government decides to actually move against the Federal Republic of New York, and I use Federal Republic in very loose terms, because, I mean, think about this. It's not a republic. This is a dictatorship sitting next to another dictatorship. I mean, yes, we have the emperor sitting in Chicago, but I mean, the emperor in Chicago, I mean, he's, what, over 1,000 years old? I mean, these are all the stories I've been told, and I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just going to leave it alone, because Emperor Alexei is probably going to have me killed anyways for speaking out against all of the things that are going wrong within the empire and everywhere. Alright, what else is going on? We've got bikers heading towards Biker Town in the Badlands. Now, for those of you that are just catching on to the show and haven't been listening to me very long, Biker Town is this community that was established by one of the biker leaders. His name was Jeremiah Maddox, I'll repeat it, just so that I didn't slur his name and slight anyone. At the time, everything had just fallen apart. I mean, we're dealing with, I mean, the after effects of the Year of Judgment. I mean, everybody thought that, I mean, it was all over. And then we all looked around and suddenly realized that those of us that were Atlantean, yes, I'm confirming it. Oh, not that I'm happy about it. But those of us that were Atlantean had survived it, I mean, relative, relatively unscathed. I mean, I had heard stories that some had caught the plague, but, I mean, they're just stories. As far as I know, that plague just sweeps through everything. Well, chaos was reigning throughout what was left of North America. See, I didn't call it the United States. Oh, I just did it now. Ooh, the government's gonna be pissed at me again. Oh well. Jeremiah Maddox steps forward and sees the chaos. I mean, these biker gangs are out there everywhere, and they're wreaking havoc. They're destroying communities. They're, I mean, hitting all the lines of communication, and the Atlantean government that's just coming about through the... Oh, gods. I can't believe I'm saying this. Through the good works of Emperor Alexei and the Antiquarians Guild, or what's left of them, they're trying to get everything reestablished. And, I mean, that's important, given everything that's been going on. So, they're trying to get everything reestablished, and Jeremiah is looking at things, I mean, he's looking at things through almost the same lens as the Atlantean government. He sees the chaos, he sees that these bikers, who value their freedom, and these bikers are very much like the Reavers. I mean, as far as I know, I mean, you can't really have the bikers without the Reavers at this point, because most of them have, like, taken the cultures of each other and just kind of intertwined them, that type of thing. So, I mean, they're destroying any hope of a future with peace. So, Jeremiah Maddox decides that he's going to draw them all together. And it was at a place in the Badlands. It wasn't far from Dodge City. I don't have a map on hand, otherwise I'd tell you exactly where. I mean, as far as you should know, it's just Biker Town. That's where it's at. And this thing that he drew them to was what was called Biker Wars. The whole idea was for the gangs, for the Reavers, whatever, to get together and actually, I mean, deal with things civilly. I mean, as civilly as you can deal with things when I mean, your code of honor is beating the shit out of someone. That type of thing. Well, what he did is he actually took these bikers and gave them rules and said, you have to deal with this. This is the way everything's going to be. And during biker wars, we will establish equal footing for all of you. And we will have events like jousts. I mean, from what I've heard, the jousts are on motorcycle. I mean, not Harleys, though. I mean, nothing like beastly like that. I'm talking more like dirt bikes. But we're talking jousts, I mean, lances, knocking people off. We're talking about armed combat on foot. I mean, it sounds like something right out of the medieval period. And from everything I understand, Mr. Maddox is a very intelligent gentleman. I mean, whether he's Atlantean or human, he did a good thing. And what he did was he solidified a peace between the bikers and most of the communities. And for the most part, it was between the bikers and the bikers. Because, I mean, biker culture put them at odds with one another. They were constantly in need of fuel. They were constantly in need of ammunition. They were constantly in need of food. So, I mean, when you have that many people that are fighting it out for those few resources that existed at the time, because you have to realize that the time when biker wars was first brought about, I mean, we were in dire straits. Nobody had started reproducing canned food. I mean, for the most part, most of the crops had gone fallow. And after the 3-year winter, because, I mean, the long night, as it was called, that didn't help things. I mean, we ended up with radiation in the soil because of all those reactors that went supercritical in the former Russian Federation. And, I mean, and that just wreaked havoc. I mean, we don't even know exactly what's going on in Europe at this point. I've caught some radio signals here and there, so I know that there's some broadcasters like myself. And as far as, just for those of you out there, this is KBL, what is it? What is our new call sign? KBFM out of Los Angeles. That's it. Sorry. Now that I've actually got a transmitter, I actually... And the government is... I was able to get a permit. So, I mean, this... I don't know how to explain that one. I've got a permit to broadcast supposedly... What is it? What did they call this? They called it heretical speech. I mean, one person called it treason, what I was saying. And all I'm doing is I'm broadcasting a message of peace. I've been trying to broadcast a message of hope for the last, oh my gods, it must be 40 years that I've been sitting out here in Los Angeles. I mean, the world's getting better a little bit at a time, but as far as I'm concerned, I mean, we're not there yet. I mean, we've got two dictatorships, I mean, and one's the lesser evil of the two. I mean, and obviously the lesser evil of the two is the Third Atlantean Empire. I mean, you've got the Federal Republic of New York crucifying people. I mean, you don't end up with things like that within the Empire, as far as I know. Alright, but the whole situation with Biker Town stabilized everything. And now, I mean, Maddox is... I mean, he's nearing the end of his life at this point. So, I mean, he's done exactly what he was going to do. He provided hope for bikers and the communities. Now, I mean, what should I say to those of you that are living under Atlantean control? Things will get better. Times change. The government was going to fall. I mean, in Canada, the United States, Mexico, all of it was eventually going to fall. And, I mean, this is just the next evolution of social experiments. I mean, I can't really call this a social experiment. This is more like the Roman Empire coming back with guns. And, for the most part, it's about the truth of it. And look at this. We're going into 18 minutes long. Most of my shows aren't that long. But I'm going to just go on for a little while. And I'll rebroadcast the message just like I do it normally. And I mean, obviously I'll have music playing when this particular message isn't going on. But as far as I'm concerned, this gives me a moment to speak to all of you. Alright. What do we have in the news? Alright, news-wise, we have word that the town of Spokane in the Pacific Northwest, which, based on the maps that I saw when I was looking at the news, puts them in the Badlands. You're dealing with there's another rogue army out there. Okay, I'm worried about the Badlands. If you're living out there, I mean, the Atlantean legions don't go in there. So, I mean, if you've got a community out there, you need to have a militia just to deal with some of these things that are out there. I mean, you're going to deal with bikers. Now, of course you're going to deal with them. But they're not always the problem. I mean, what? Over 1 million Nightsiders out there now. I mean, I'll say that again. You've got over 1 million Nightsiders out there. And they're still in the ruins of the old cities. And these things, I mean, they're not just going to stay content to stay in the old ruins. They're eventually going to kill off anything. I mean, they're going to kill off their food sources. So all the animals are eventually going to die off, which are going to force the Nightsiders into your communities. So you're going to need the militia anyways. And once you have this militia, I mean, at least you can defend yourselves. And it's not just defending yourselves from the Nightsiders. I mean, you've got rogue armies that have been out there for years. I mean, It's been, what, 50 years since it all fell apart. It's been 50 years since the new government came into power over in Chicago. I mean, it's been 50 years. So, you don't have, really, a power structure to protect you if you're living in the Badlands. What you need, if you're living in the Badlands, is like, you need an armed militia. You need your own army. And if you've got these armies like the Brotherhood moving around out there, and yeah, I know that you're out there, and I received your death threat. Thank you very much, Mr. Sheridan. I'm not even going to give you the honor of calling you a general or anything like that, because you're not. You're a thug with a bunch of people that are harming communities. And all you're going to do in the process of harming these communities is destroy this new world that we're trying to create. So, Mr. Sheridan, leave them alone. Go into what was once Canada and build something on your own. Build your own little empire up there. I don't care. Just get the hell away from anyone else that's actually trying to bring back civilization. Civilization disappeared almost 50 years ago. And people like you threaten to send us over the edge, into the brink, right into the abyss. So, I've said what I was going to say in that regard. So, I mean, like I said, Spokane, it's in trouble. It's already been attacked by the Brotherhood once. And the Brotherhood is still out there. So, if... I don't know why I'm saying this. If you're a mercenary that's wandering about the Badlands and you're looking for work, Spokane could really use you. I know that there's no real system of money out in the Badlands. So, I mean, understand that you're going to be receiving foods and goods for your services. And don't go in there threatening the communities. I've heard enough stories of that, about mercenaries doing things of that nature. All you're going to do is likely either kill the people that need to be protected, or they're going to kill you. So, I mean, that's just that simple. Alright, what else do we have going on? We've got a birthday, all the way out west from Calestus. And I'm not even going to pretend to know just how old he is, but the Exarch, Claudius, Lord, I think the title is Exarch, I know that, but I mean, it's Lord Claudius Lucinius Sorrentis. He used to be the Exarch of what was the United States. Well, he's the Exarch in charge of Calestus. Well, he's got a birthday. So, happy birthday, and I don't know how old you are. And really, I don't care. I mean, have you once heard me actually say what family I'm part of? I came from the British Isles, so you got to assume that maybe I was part of one of those families that cut off the balls of the Imperium during the whole revolution that ended in, what, 1939? So, maybe I'm part of one of those families, or maybe, just maybe, I was actually part of the Imperium and I actually stayed around. Or maybe my family was smart enough to stay the hell out of all the politics and just did our own thing and kept our heads down and let the ideologies deal with themselves and just went on with our lives. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care about the politics. But I care about the people. That's where the problem is. It's the people. Because the people are the ones that make up the governments. The people are the ones that support the governments. Without the support of the people, no government can stand. So, what is this? We have the Scarlet Brotherhood sitting out in Chicago, probably trying to find anything in their little black book of horrors to crucify me over the very words that I'm saying. Well, this isn't heretical, and I'm not telling people to grab the pitchforks, and telling them to grab the rifles, and I'm not telling them to revolt, because I know what the laws are. Decimation? Are you insane? 95% of humanity was annihilated during the year of judgment by that super plague that came through. So, I mean, why would I incite riots? Why would I incite people to rise up against a government that would annihilate what was left of humanity? I'm not going to. As far as I'm concerned, we deal with things through the proper channels. And if you can't deal with things through the proper channels, well, look back at history. There was a revolution that happened that freed the United States. Well, there's a revolution that could always happen at a later point. I'm not the one calling for it. But there's people out there that are. I mean, we hear stories about the Minutemen and their terrorist attacks all the time. We hear stories about public officials within the Imperium being killed by these people. And communities are protecting them. I mean, every time a decimation happens because of the Minutemen, the communities continue to protect them. They're like Robin Hood. So, I mean, things aren't going to change. And then we hear these stories of the Sons of Liberty that are out there, and how they're attempting to work within the system to make things better. And then you've got the Scarlet Brotherhood sitting out there, or I'm just going to call them by the name that a lot of people have chosen to call them. They're the Assassin's Guild. Because that's all they do for the Emperor. They go out there and they remove potential threats. They remove inconvenient occurrences that sit out there. And, I mean, that's just the way it is. Now, what else is going on? Now, I mean, we've had some pretty aberrant weather. A lot of flooding out here on the West Coast. Now, in the capital of Pacifica, it's remained pretty good. I mean, but that's the way the fortress cities are. I mean, nothing ever really goes wrong there, or if it does, you don't always hear about it. And, I mean, who's going to hear about it when they're controlling most of the radio stations? I mean, I know that there's one radio station out in the Chicago area that's broadcasting, and I don't know how Nightcrawler continues to broadcast his messages and stuff. Because, I mean, think about it. Well, if you're in the province of Nova Dacia, something like that. Oh my God, it's like, it shows how late it is. I'm recording a message, and I'm sitting here trying to remember the names of everywhere. Dacia Nova, that's it. That is the name of the province that the Emperor was in. I think it's just because I was purposely trying to forget that monster is sitting on a throne. Ooh, I said it was a monster. Well, oh well. They're eventually going to kill me. And if they kill me, then you're just going to make me a martyr. Let me say it again. You're going to make me a martyr. And once that happens, I don't know how you're going to ever stop that snowball from rolling down the hill. So, what else is going on in the world? As I said earlier in my broadcast, I have caught some radio signals coming out of what was once Europe. Now, some of them are puzzling, because the government here, the imperial government, tells you that there's nothing out there. I mean, that the Long Night killed off everything in Europe. But we're getting some radio broadcasts that I've been picking up. I've got a very powerful transmitter right now that are conflicting, because I'm hearing news of another government out there, of another empire, of another Atlantean empire, and I don't know what to make of it. So, you know something now that most don't seem to care or want to care about. So, that's what I can say. Now, one of the things that I've always done is I try to broadcast a message of hope, and that message of hope is still there. Things have gotten bad over the years. I won't kid you that. But things can get better. They can always get better. And it's up to you to make them better. It's you who builds your communities. It's you who do everything that you need to do to make things work right. I mean, the very bleeders that created the horror of the last age are dead. And, or at least most of them are dead. So, I mean, this is our time to make things right. This is our era. And whether you're Atlantean or human, what I'm calling for is peace. Don't take this world and throw it over the brink. We can live together peacefully. I guess that's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to put down your arms. I'm asking you to work together to create a brave new world for all of us and our children. And only you can do it. Please, just think about that thought. Think about the world to come and your legacy. And once you've thought about that, actually do it. So, this is the end of my broadcast, and we're heading up towards the 35-minute mark. And this is the longest broadcast I think I've ever put out. I mean, aside from the ones years ago when I stayed on the air for like 2 or 3 days at a time. So, make every day better than the last. And don't worry about the government. Let them worry about themselves. You worry about your community, your family, your friends. Because you make all of this work. So, that's the end of our show. And as far as I'm concerned, I'll be back to do another show sometime in the future. And at that point, who knows what I'll talk about. Tonight, it was a hodgepodge because I didn't even write up a script. Normally I have somewhat of a script. I have some notes. And, well, tonight I just decided to not even worry about notes. So, make each day better than the last. This is British Jack, out of Lost Angels. ¶¶